Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Night Zone. This is a live event. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight?
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, Cave here at MTOR, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, and mes enfants. Welcome to another edition
of the Night Zone.
I am your host, Colin Knight.
Have you locked your doors? Are your windows secured? Are you alone? Welcome to the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knott.
David Baker is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. David is a certified medium and angel therapy practitioner under Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD.
David Baker, psychic medium of the Night Zone.
David will be taking your calls live in the Night Zone tonight. We will be discussing a statement that David made the last time he was with us regarding an entity that surrounds me that he's communicating with. We're going to look at that a little deeper. David Baker in the Night Zone.
Right after this. Due to the subject matter of tonight's show, parental discretion is advised.
And if you don't mind me going off track a little bit, do you have... There's a strong male spirit behind you with a fairly good personality for sure. Strong personality that's behind you tonight, Colin. Okay,
definitely.
This gentleman here, that's what I'm getting. And he's on this. Was he a technical or analytical type personality? Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Okay, that's why I suggested that. And he seemed to be an ordered person. Does that make any sense? Just kept showing up, and I kept visual. I don't know what you look like. I've never seen a photograph of you, but I'm getting your energy, and this male was persisting for maybe an hour now, so I decided, okay, I'll go ahead and mention it. Why did they come through? They wanted to say hello and let you know that they are around, that... you've been thinking about a lot of these things, and there's something in you that you have an above average ability that you know, and maybe you don't have time to focus on it a lot, but there's signs that they're saying that they sent to you that you have acknowledged, and they're just validating it by showing up on your show today, and they also got to be on your show.
Wow, spot on, David. Spot on.
Pressure piled on them is what I'm getting, that they could not see past it, and it manifested so deep to the point that they didn't realize what they were doing, and they wish they could have not done it because they placed a big burden on you and family, and they're really, really sorry for it. And I'm getting a word. He's saying closure. He wants closure to get past that, and deep apologies. And this person is really close to you.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
What a great show we have tonight. Returning as tonight's guide is, of course, Mr. David Baker, psychic medium. He's bringing his messages from the other side and passed over loved ones. Messages of love and healing, sometimes even forgiveness. our good friend, David Baker. Good evening, David. Welcome back to the Night Zone, sir.
Good evening, Colin. Thank you for having me back on your show. I always have a good time.
Good. I hope you and Cheryl are both well. And tonight, as you probably noticed on the intro, David, and to our listeners, there is a parental warning has been placed into our show tonight. This has only been done because tonight we may be touching some very sensitive areas, and the human spirit contact could be a little disturbing to those with less mature minds. So with that said, that is the only reason that the parental warning is in the intro tonight. So, David, you've had a busy month, I hear?
Definitely a busy month. And now things are winding down. I've pretty much caught up because I need time to produce my second book, which I feel is going to be a really informative book, catch people up to where I am, and all the questions I get all the time, questions people ask the medium and the psychic. Yeah. I will place the most common ones in there, hopefully to help people clear up a lot of questions they may have. And instead of buying five books, they can buy one. Mine will be a one-stop book, hopefully.
Sounds like a great project, and that's something we need. There's a lot of great sites out there, but it does take time to do the research. And, you know, you can't just jump at it and get all of the information in one tightly bound book. So that's going to be fabulous. I look forward to it. It'll go on my shelf for the rest of the reference material that we use. So, David, last time you were here, I have to say we received an incredible amount of email because some people seem to think that I may have cut you off when you were trying to explain the spirit that was around me. Did you have something else that had to be said that I didn't give you time to say?
I don't feel that there was too much to say. I think that the Father got the message across, and one of the things, I'm not sure if I mentioned, I'm getting a big word of, I believe I got closure and forgiveness and regrets and healing. And I've also gotten information about another person this gentleman is with that's helped him initially, and that he's been through a healing phase. For some reason, I'm also getting something about a car. I don't know if that means anything. Mm-hmm. And something about mom or mother, if that means anything personal to you.
Well, I'll tell you, David, after the last time you were on our show, I broke down the audio, and what I extrapolated out of this is the spirit that was around me that night was a strong male spirit. He had a strong personality. He was technical in nature, and he was ordered or orderly. He had a good sense of humor. He came to say hello, and those around him had been thinking about him. And he'd been leaving signs around letting people know that he was there. That's kind of the first part of what I got from the audio, David. And to be honest with you, it hit a nerve very, very quickly because it narrowed it down to only one person. And that was qualified by friends of that person without them even knowing. So I think we hit 100% on that one, David.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you very much. I'm just merely the messenger and just pass on the information that I get unedited, to be fair to all, because I have no right to do anything other than to pass exactly what the spirit wishes for me to, you know, pass on to the recipient.
Right. Well, as you know, I've always had that caution thrown at me that it's like a horoscope. You can read into something that you want to read into, and maybe your mind will drive you in a certain direction, but these were independent confirmations. And they didn't even know they were confirming something.
Well, if you go on a quick break again, then I know you're talking to your producer to make sure he's not chatting with me. I really got a kick out of that. I really did.
Well, it was just too direct. It was too dead on, David. You don't miss. And not missing, I tell you what, we have a 928 number up on, has been on since the show opened. So I'm going to open up the 928 number. And caller, if you could give your first name and your general geographical location.
Nita in Arizona.
Nita in Arizona. Did you have something you'd like to discuss with David?
David, I received an email. My full name's Nita Hickok.
Oh, Nita. God bless
Hi,
you,
Nita.
David. Nita is one of our past guests, and of course, you and Nita know each other.
That's correct. Hello, Nita.
Yeah. Hi. It sounds like you did a real good job there.
Well, he definitely hit bullseye, Nita. No doubt about it. He definitely hit a bullseye. It was freaky. It's still freaky. Just thinking about it, because it wasn't off by a hair, if you know what I mean. It was exactly the person that was qualified. It was very strange. David, I'm impressed. Now, I can understand you doing this in a close confined, in a room or something, but to do that over the telephone absolutely fascinates me.
I always say that if people talk bad about mediums, I always say I know a genuine psychic medium and give them David's name.
Well, there you go.
David, do you see anything around me? This might be interesting.
Yes, I. Besides your guides and helpers, people that you work with in your work, I see. I'm getting a female first hit as perhaps somebody new around you. Does that make any sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So, is there anything that you want me to elaborate on with that?
You can go on, or if any of my guides have some message they want to tell you that they feel I haven't been listening to enough, I'd be happy to hear that too. Either one.
Yes, you have. They're saying they come in and out for different projects that you work on for different specific things. You have a master guide too, and the master guide I'm getting is American Indian or something like that, but a shaman type energy for the work that you do. But you also have this guide that's saying you need to lighten up and trust a little bit more, that to know that you are on the right path and that things don't manifest often as quickly as you wish them to be, because you do it and you go there, okay, well, hello, where is the results of this, or how come it's not going a little bit faster? They've said that you've gotten the information out in writings, and your connections, that your road may not be as quick as you want it, but it's more stable in the gradual progress that you're making, and that in the coming year you will see something that you've been looking for.
Does that make some sense to you there, Nita?
Yeah, because I had some changes going on in July with my health, and it was pretty bad. I caught something where they told me 3-4 times I was going to die from it, and I didn't. And I've been sort of really quiet since then. I haven't really talked to David very much in the email at all, because I've been trying to go and catch up with clients and doing the work. And, yeah, I had a few requests there that I've been waiting to have happen for a while, and they haven't manifested, and they are going a little slower. And I always wonder at times when I have certain things happen if I'm sort of meant to be doing what I'm doing, because getting rid of spirits that are problem spirits and clients, and that sometimes you have some drastic downs that make you wonder, am I doing the right path? Is God mad at me? Or or what's going on that this is happening.
Yeah, I think that's a natural reaction, Nita. It seems to me, and David and I talked about this some time ago, but it's like a battery. And as much as somebody draws on that battery, you will get worn down. You need time to recharge yourself. And I'm not a psychic or a medium, but you need your time for a while, because you have been administering to the masses for a very long time, and everybody needs to recharge. So do you have anything else to say to that, David?
Yes. This female spirit is telling me the same thing that you just said, Colin. Basically that since your work is a little bit different than mine, and you're more like a spiritual warrior, that, you know, keeping the strong protection, eating the proper foods, and I'm getting a little finger waving here, so maybe you've went off the path as far as eating is concerned, they're saying, but also make sure that you do get your rest and don't wear yourself down too much. And that, yes, you will recover. Your health is going to be better. Additionally, that God does not punish you. You have chosen to be the spiritual warrior. You have a huge, huge team on the other side. You must not throw up your arms and say, oh, my gosh, you know, am I meant to do this? Am I getting help? You are meant to do it. You are getting help. You're really good at it. And you have the strength and backup team to bring you through this. And anybody that's in service, if they realize that when they went in service, they'd be surprised at how much of a large spiritual team they have on the other side helping them, that if they realized that they would probably have started to use their abilities sooner. And yes, you have a large spiritual team there. You also have healing coming toward you from an Indian and a female spirit.
And the interesting thing is I have ended up having the changes start occurring that you're talking about with the healing and things getting better. And I know what they're saying about the diet. I haven't gone wrong on it. It's just...
Diet? I'm on the seafood diet. I'm sorry, but I like my food way too much. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to inject that into the conversation. But Nita, thank you very much for your time. Dear, I'm going to put you on hold and open up the line for the rest of our callers. So thank you very much, Nita. Appreciate it. I'm glad you could help her through that. And it makes sense. And it's good to hear one angel therapy practitioner to another psychic medium. It's nice. We'll be right back.
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. Have you locked your doors? Are your windows secure? Are you alone? Welcome to the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
Yes. And we're here tonight with David Baker, psychic medium. And last week, we chatted with Eileen Smith, actually 2 weeks ago, David, from the Path of the White Rose Center and 12angel.com. And she's also a graduate of Dr. Virtue. Both of you seem to have a very strong sense of purpose. Is that a natural gift, or is that gained from teachings?
That's a very good question. I think there's a lot of commonalities there that bring people together that are drawn to certain groups like Buddhist groups, healing groups, angel groups, and so forth and so on. And I believe a lot of us have different aspects of the spiritual realm imbued in us when we come here, and so we're naturally drawn to different things. So Eileen and myself, drawn to Dr. Dorian Virtue for some reason, and it proved out to be one of the things that help us in our lives so we may help others. And I believe that's what it is like. For example, Nita Hickok, for example, she had her training. She did what she had to do in her direction, and I mine. But when we all come together, we come together for a common spiritual goal. But yes, there are some people that specialize in angels. A lot of people got the angel training, and some people went on to specialize in that. I didn't. I have a whole cacophony of things that I work with, but still, I keep it within certain boundaries. I don't go past those boundaries. But yes, there's a commonality between us that attracts us to angels.
And very, very interesting. When you sense a spirit, what is your major sense that you use? We all seem to have a dominant sense. When sensing a spirit, which one kicks in first?
A knowing that if it's a male or female first, because of their energy is different, male and female alike. Additionally, I'll get at the same time a vision, it may be clear, it may not be totally clear, that the person's a male or female, what they look like. I might see some colors and how they're dressed. That's why I was able to tell one was a female and the other one was a male, an American Indian. It feels different as well.
Is that how this comes from the virtual studio from Mother Hen? Is that how some are attracted to the spooky stuff and some are attracted to a different form of therapy? I mean, that there are negative spirits as well as positive, am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And the reason I don't deal with them, because I don't prefer to. Some people like the mysterious, or maybe they're drawn to, you know, battle or investigate those types.
Right.
I'm not. I prefer to go to the higher realms to keep myself surrounded with white light and good intentions and only make connections with those from the light.
Sounds like a real good plan on my end. Anyway, I'm a great hero behind the microphone. But what you guys do and what South Jersey Ghost Research Group does and a number of others, John Hogue and Marshall Masters, all of you guys, I envy the fact that you have that talent, because it hasn't happened for me per se yet. This spirit that we talked about on the last show that was around me had a very deep impact on not only myself, but friends who knew the individual. And that fascinates me, that type of clear connection.
That is amazing. And I just want to throw this out because I didn't have a chance to say everything, but in the beginning when I was communicating, they threw out a C name. I forget what the name was, but I wrote down the C. I don't know if that means anything to you, but I just thought I'd throw that out there to you.
I'm not sure about that, but I'll have to think about that one. It is possible because there's a number of there's a number of spirals off this one individual that possibly that could be there. But I understand the different levels of senses when communicating, you know, the clairvoyant, the cognizant, and all that other stuff. But can you visualize the spirit as if it was in solid form?
Most definitely. It's just like I'm looking at a photograph, or even better yet, like I'm looking at somebody in person.
And does it take any particular preparation on your part? Do you have to meditate, or do you use Reiki, or any of those mind clearing methods?
Well, most definitely you have to get the energy going. And what I do is I protect myself with white light and I ground myself, because when I do this, my spirit comes out of my body and I don't want to be all, you know, floating around and whatever out of my mind. So I ground myself, my spirit comes out to make the connection. No, I'm stabilized, and I don't come my body too fast when I'm done. Additionally, I open up my chakras, and I do a certain Tibetan method of tapping, which helps to open up my meridians. Mm-hmm. And I clear my chakras, and I visualize, I check them and make sure they're all open and doing good.
Right.
And then I do a little meditation and prayers, of course, of protection. Ask my spirit and angel team to help me out. Welcome in spirit, and I send love from my heart chakra to all those that I'll be working with. And then I'm starting to open.
Right.
Open
now,
up. That's how I open up.
What would be the time frame of that preparation before you can tune into the frequency, so to speak?
This is unusual. I could be sitting in a restaurant and talk to somebody and tell them there's a spirit around and just give them a reading. I've done it before. But my preference is to go through these preparations here, especially if I'm going to do in-depth readings or a lot, to do this. It really helps make me a much clearer channel, if you will.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I can roll with that. Okay. We're going to take a quick break at the bottom of the hour here and let David refresh his water and everybody else out there. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. It is a certified medium, an angel therapy practitioner, and a Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD.
David Baker, psychic medium, when we return.
The phone lines are open.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Or if you are a registered listener for the Night Zone webpage, click the blue chat button and join us in the virtual studio. From there, it is merely a click away.
The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVHMTOR.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.
You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight. 2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be, normal or prophetic, with Tim McHyde in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He is a certified medium.
David Baker, psychic medium, when we return. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And at the bottom of the hour, normally we would have 30 minutes left of the show, but we have requested an extension, so we will be 1 hour from now on the countdown. I have with me tonight, of course, our old friend David Baker. David, when you tune into to the frequency of a person and a spirit, or as we used to say in the 60s, when you feel the vibe, is it an immediate connection, or is there a protocol to go through before a full connection can be made?
All I have to do is, I don't even have to be with the person. They could be on the moon, it doesn't matter, because the energy I use is like a matrix. It's universal, it's infinite, and its speed is, you can't even calculate it. It's so fast, it's faster than the speed of light. It's instantaneous. So there's my mind and the other person's intentions. Person wants me to read them or whatever, and I look at them, and already I'm starting to see something. I've raised my vibration. It's like a radio dial. You're trying to tune it to the right frequency, only I really don't need that dial on me because I'm so used to doing it. And I believe I have, perhaps in past lives, being a medium, so I'm really, really have that energy around me. And I have the, what I believe was I was born with the extra software to do it. So for me, it's instantaneous. I'm able to just make that connection and start seeing and sometimes hearing things.
Right.
And my energy goes to that person's energy. We make a connection with the energy, of course, yes.
Right. So do you sometimes come across spirits, I guess the best way to explain them is criminal intent spirits or tricksters or angry spirits? Do those ever happen while you are trying to tune into whatever it is that you're listening for?
That, I would say, no. Everything's been clean, very beautiful experiences during my readings. The only thing I've got that felt a little funny, and it wasn't bad, were people that were suicides who seemed to come from a different area. When I see them, they come from lower left and come up and are in front of the group of people from the light that I'm seeing. But as far as negative entities or anything like that, when I'm not doing a reading, when I'm not open up, because I got powerful protection around me, but just when I'm walking around somewhere, then I will get those types of spirits because I may be walking around somewhere where there's negative energy, or like Nita Hickok says, there's some areas that just have negative ley lines that have spiritual vortexes that open up to where negative spirits can come through, or lower astral spirits. But I do encounter them by going places, but not in my readings for sure.
All right. So how do you deal, this again from the virtual studio, so how do you deal with those disbelievers or those that build that wall around them of non-belief of the energy? How do you get them to believe or understand the energies that they have? I'm sure you must come across people that, even though they allow you to do a reading, they blatantly will not accept the information.
I've been done a group reading with another person who did something else. One of the people that came there, I gave them a pretty good reading, as I did everybody in the audience, a really great reading. I had no problems. The only deal is the person after the event told the other person that I was conducting the event with that they didn't believe in what we did, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, even though we proven it out to them. And I'm totally fine with that. And I'm also fine with skeptics. And I really don't get bothered by those type of people. I don't get challenged. And I'm not here to battle those type of people. But there are some people, a skeptic, I will tell them, let me give you a reading, you know, if you come to me for it and see how you feel about it. Additionally, I'll say if you want to know more about this, open up your mind. Because most of the time I ask skeptics that don't believe this stuff, it's because of the way they were raised in their belief system. And they had not had a reading before. They had not done research, they know nothing about, so they They have right to be skeptical about, but they have no right to judge until they do research. Now, there's a difference between those, and I believe that it is healthy to challenge the unknown until you can get confirmations in the information. But a non-believer is different. You can't talk to a non-believer because their ghost of their grandmother can appear for them, talk to them, give them a cup of coffee, smack them in the head, whatever, right in front of them and disappear, and this non-believer still won't believe it. They'll think they're delusional or something. So there's a difference between the types of people out there that believe, don't believe, to different degrees, of course.
Well, David, we have a 252 caller on the line. 252, I'm going to open up your microphone. Please, your first name and your geographical location.
Hi, my name is Kima, and I'm from North Carolina.
Kima, nice name.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for David?
Yeah, do you see me getting a job really soon?
Hi, Kima. Thank you for calling. And you just continue pursuing what you're doing. I don't see anything fairly soon right now. Sometime this coming year, I see possibly something, but I wish I could give you better news that, yes, you will be getting something, but not what you're looking for until sometime this coming year, probably around May or something like that. However, between now and December, I see a possibility of some part-time work that you may have to sell for right now to help that additional income to come back to you. But what you're really looking for that brings more stability into your life, I'm afraid, dear, that at least in my opinion from what I'm seeing, won't be coming until perhaps around this coming May, somewhere around there. But the key is not to give up.
Okay. I was planning a major move, and I was needing that job to make this major move. Do you still see me moving to this area based on what you're telling me?
I believe that not only will you do it, but I believe that that would be necessary, and perhaps that would help a great deal toward manifesting this a little bit sooner, perhaps. See, you see, everything I see of different possible futures, we all have it, just like the Earth has it too, is the most likely path that you're going right now. And if you go on that particular path, perhaps you may manifest something a little bit sooner.
Okay, so just keep on thinking, keep on working towards my goal of moving, and maybe something will come up. That's what you're saying. That will help me along. Some extra money.
Something will come up, not a maybe. Something will come up, and never stop. Because when you stop thinking about it and working toward it, that stops the wheels of progress, and puts a damper on everything that you've worked and hoped for. So keep on going, and yes, you will find something. You have a very healthy attitude and the willingness to get something, and it will come to you.
All right. Okay.
There you go, Kim. Did that answer your questions?
Yes, it did. Thank you so much for your reading.
No problem.
Thank you.
You stay with us there and join us in the virtual studio if you would like. So, David, there's a lot of... a lot of heartache and a lot of pain out there in this financial world of lately. Does it cloud readings? Is it like a technical fog for you, or does it not do anything as far as reading a person?
Doesn't affect me at all. I go right through it to what I see, no matter what is going on, and I really trust my gift because I feel it's fairly sharp. And I trust it, and I feel that the minute I start having doubts about it and want to try to tell somebody something that they hear, that it turns out to be not really, terrible.
Right.
So I don't go there. I just go right into what I see with their energy in the future instantaneously, and I just keep talking right away. That way I know that I'm seeing what I'm seeing.
So you keep the good energy and expel the negative, let it bounce off you, so to speak.
That is correct. And I'm a human being, and I may not be 100% perfect. I don't claim to be. To different degrees, I'll get a lot of hits that will resonate with somebody, and sometimes there's some information in there that may not be the best, but I can only give what I can see, and I know I can see pretty well. But as far as this, the way the world is right now, it's a tough time for me to be in this position, I suppose, because I get so many people asking a lot about relationships, but mostly about work these days and money and everything. And I have to tell them the truth, and I have to tell them what I see. And I wish I can give them better news at times, and sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But I just have to be true to my gift and to the person I'm giving the reading to, no matter what comes through.
Right. It is what it is. How a person deciphers that is another matter, I take it. So, you know, I can see where you are. Where you're coming from on that. And I told this story before on the show, but it seems when I'm under stress, I do sense the presence of my mother. Well, at least the smell of her perfume or a slap of my hair from behind. Are these just residual thoughts of love, or could this be a true manifestation of a interdimensional spirit?
Earlier on the show, when I mentioned some things to you in the reading, I mentioned mother or mom, and I mentioned it again because I took notes. I see that it's not your imagination. They do what they need to do. When your thought opens up to them, it's like they're not reading your mind all the time and around you all the time. They're doing their things. But when your channel, your mind starts thinking about them, it's like you're saying, hey, mom. But it's mental telepathy. You're thinking about your mom. She gets the message, and it's like inviting her to think about what you're thinking about, and she hears that, and she might come, stroke you on the hair. You might feel a cool breeze, warm, a tingling or something, or maybe even see something or feel something. But it's not your imagination. That's definitely the way it works, and it's happened in my home and to many other people that I know.
Well, the spirit that you described around me on the last show that we did together, I have to tell you, it's become more eventful in my life than I could ever possibly imagine. Like I say, telltale signs, phrases, shadows, issues, photographs surfacing from nowhere, sounds, smells, and after analyzing it, if you will, I think I know why he's here, David. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to replay that 2 minutes of the statement you made at the end of the show, and then we'll come back to it. So everybody, hang in there.
And if you don't mind me going off track a little bit, do you have there's a strong male spirit behind you with a fairly good personality for sure, strong personality that's behind you tonight, Colin. Okay,
definitely.
This gentleman here, that's what I'm getting. And he's on this. Was he a technical or analytical type personality? Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Okay, that's why I suggested that. And he seemed to be an ordered person. Does that make any sense? Just kept showing up, and I kept visual. I don't know what you look like. I've never seen a photograph of you. But I'm getting your energy, and this male was persisting for maybe an hour now, so I decided, okay, I'll go ahead and mention it. Why did they come through? They wanted to say hello and let you know that they are around, that you've been thinking about a lot of these things, and there's something in you that you have an above-average ability that you know, and maybe you don't have time to focus on it a lot, but there's signs that they're saying that they sent to you that you have acknowledged, and they're just validating it by showing up on your show today, and they also got to be on your show.
Wow, spot on, David. Spot on.
Pressure piled on them is what I'm getting, that they could not see past it, and it manifested so deep to the point that they didn't realize what they were doing, and they wish they could have not done it because they placed a big burden on you and family, and they're really, really sorry for it. And I'm getting a word. He's saying closure. He wants closure to get past that, and deep apologies. And this person is really close to you.
Welcome to the Shadows
of the Night Zone. Your host, Colin good night.
And after that statement on the last show with David, like I say, I broke down the audio and listened to it over and over, and then several friends had remarked that they had felt the presence of somebody right on the other side of the city, not even anywhere close to me. So it definitely rang bells, David, and my compliments to you for the direct hit as far as the person that I'm thinking of. And I will continue to qualify this, but from what I can see, David, there are unresolved issues that have to be resolved for this person to move on.
That is definitely correct. And you're saying it's funny that you had the host got a reading. You're the host of the show here, and you got a reading unexpectedly. If you've ever watched James Van Praagh or John Edwards do readings on TV, once in a while the reading will be for their cameraman or somebody that's not in the audience. It just happens when spirit shows up in a strong presence, when they feel it's the right moment, the right person, to make themselves known, especially if they have an urgent message. And I believe that you have now received that and got the ball rolling.
Well, you said closure as the message that you were getting from them, closure and deepest apologies. And that resonated, David. It resonated because there is something that a number of us have been putting off for some time, and it's a closure. And I think it's time that that we gave this spirit its opportunity. Can a regular contact be made with a spirit? Could I talk to Aunt Bessie any time that I wanted to?
That is a great mystery as far as me during readings go, because usually when I do it for you, the people, the most important messages come through, and sometimes not. Sometimes the spirit will step back and let somebody else talk and then come through with the important message last. As far as you go, if you have a need to talk to Aunt Bessie or something like that, chances are pretty good. They have an infinite amount of time up there or on the other side in the spirit world, and I don't see why it'd be a problem for them to come to you. All the experiences in my family, when we've talked to somebody, we've always got confirmation at any particular time. We've got signs that we were, in fact, making contact with them, because they are there to help now. Their role is different on the other side, and they will help us here on the other side get through whatever we need to. And if you just think about Aunt Bessie, she'll be there for you. Chances are pretty darn good that she will be.
And ladies and gentlemen, if anything that we say tonight rings an accord with you, pass our information to those that matter. Have your friends and family or those that you can get to listen to tonight's show through the archives. And if necessary, if you are empowered to do so, contact David or the Night Zone so we can experience your story. And we'll give emails and all of that stuff towards the end of the show. But don't let the emotion leave you when you're communicating with a spirit. We seem to shroud a lot of what we do in emotion, David. And I think sometimes if we can take that emotion away, we can see the wood for the trees, if you know what I mean.
That is correct. Some people, talking about emotion briefly, when they're grieving, they say that I just can't feel my husband. And I tell them, because when you're grieving really deeply, the energy is like lightning bolts. It kind of blocks the spirit. I tell that person, if you just try to quiet yourself for a minute and think about the love you had with that person and welcoming them in, what it does is drops that strong barrier of grieving and opens up the door for them to come in, and you can start to feel them. So I believe that if a person is going through a traumatic time, if they would really want to make contact or feel or experience somebody that they loved and lost, try to sit down, and get a quiet moment and start feeling the love in the heart for them and sending it to them in a calm, quiet moment, and they will be surprised at what they get.
David, I have a 337 number coming up on the line. 337, your geographical location and first name, please.
My name's Kathy, and I'm in Louisiana.
Hi, Kathy. How are you this evening?
Just fine.
Do you have a question for David?
Well, I guess I'm typical. I was calling about romance.
Nothing wrong with romance, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. This is David. Thank you for calling tonight. Yes. Were you recently in something?
Well, I am in something.
Or
in
something right now.
I think so.
Yes. I tried to search to see, and I'm getting that your energy is currently in something, and I feel that it's going to be a gradual process of this to manifest, but it's not going to happen as quickly as you expected to, and you're kind of wondering what's going on. Is there something here? And I feel that there is something there for you in this particular person right now, that not to give up on it and see what develops in the near future, especially around Christmas time is what I'm getting.
Did that make any sense to you, that Kathy?
Yeah, because he just, you know, comes forward and he pulls back and it's like, you know, is he playing head games with me or, you know?
It's insecurity. He's in the comfort zone right now. He doesn't feel like going too fast. He doesn't like to be pushed. He just likes it to develop, I suppose, is what I'm getting. So back off a little bit and be comfortable with what you have, and see what happens. I have a feeling that this is something that is meant to be. It will come together naturally, and everybody's different. You have to understand that it's not like in the movies. Everybody's different. So just be a little patient and understanding.
Well, thank you for your call, Kathy. We do have to move on. The lines are loading up. So, Kathy, we hope that answered your questions and works out for you, and you can extrapolate something from that. That'll be absolutely marvelous. And we do have a 270 number. Your first name and geographical location, please.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I'm from Kentucky.
Okay, Cheryl. And did you have a question for David?
I do. Actually, the name kind of touches me a little bit. But anyway, I want to know if you see me... Sorry. Relocating any type soon and my health, any changes that's going to get any better or something.
I see that the first one was moving, did you say?
Yes.
Relocating?
Uh-huh.
I see a relocation in the spring for you and that feels like a good change. In fact, you need to move from where you are. And there's something with you that you need to change as far as health-wise. I don't know what things that you are taking into your body, but that's what I'm getting, that you really need to look at those things very closely.
What do you mean?
You understand where I'm coming from?
Not really. Can you kind of explain?
As far as diet is concerned and...
Dieting?
Are you taking... No, not dieting, but diet that you intake. That's
uh-huh.
One thing. Another thing is resting more, unless you do that already. And additionally, are you taking, not to get personal or anything prescription? Or something like along those lines.
I do take prescriptions, yes.
Yes,
I do take an inhaler and not nothing real major like a narcotic. It's a low dose narcotic for anxiety, but like I'm not a drug user and I don't drink. I don't do illegal drugs or nothing like that. It's just
right.
Anxiety.
And you don't smoke or anything like that.
No, I have never smoked. And I had like a serious lung trouble, and it's getting aggravated.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why
that
move.
That's good.
I guess if I did smoke, it did kill me by now.
Right. I believe the move has something to do with your health also. You can get to a better area.
Okay, Cheryl, thank you. Hopefully that answered your questions. We have a 215 number. Your first name and geographical location, please. 215, you're on the air.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. Do you have a question for David?
Yeah, I got a question. What do you see happening for me in the present?
Okay, could you be a little bit more specific so I won't give you a general reading?
Sorry, my bad.
Without giving it away. That's okay.
As far as relationships.
Okay, so what do you see for this man regarding relationships, David?
I see that he's been kind of busy, doing a lot, maybe too much, needs to slow down a little bit and focus on something or someone singular, and just, you know, if you slow down a little bit and stop being so anxious and just relax a little bit more, be more confident and focus on the right person, being yourself, that you will have this particular person give it it's not going to be in the near future again. I wish I could say you're going to get something next week or this is going to manifest next week. But I say perhaps, in November or somewhere around there, I think, if not sooner, between now and November, actually, you'll be successful in what you're trying to get going here.
Excellent. And, you know, there's some good advice. So, 215, we hopefully you following that. And 213, your geographical location and first name, please.
My name is Jarvis, and I'm coming from Los Angeles.
Hello, Jarvis from LA. How are you this evening, sir?
Great. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Did you have a question for David?
Yes. I would like to know about my job and financial issues. When will I, will I find one anytime soon, or...
Yes, I believe that you will find something before the year is out.
Great.
And it's gonna be something that's kind of like a challenge to you, something a little bit different that you're not quite used to, but in the same similar field. And it's going to be a starting point for something else later on. It's not going to be exactly what you want. You're going to get less than what you really want, but if you settle for that, that'll help you open up other doors. And I see this sometime before the end of this year, in fact.
Well, there you go. Before the end of this year, you should be back heading into a positive flow, and that's always a good thing. Tell you what, guys, we're going to do a quick break, and we'll be right back with the final.
The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVHM Tour.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. In the darkness of the Night Zone, we examine the works of Nostradamus through the eyes of John Hogue from HogueProphecy.com.
Of the Nostradamus prophecy of the Antichrist, decoded by John Hogue, codenamed
Mabus.
Nostradamus and the Antichrist, codename Mabus, with John Hogue.
I'm Colin Knight, your guide. John Hogue, HogueProphecy.com, in the Night Zone archives. Check the Night Zone website on LoveZoneRadio.com. This is a pre-recorded show. Please do. 2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Tim McKay in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. We'll continue with Eileen Smith, Reiki Master, in just a few minutes. We remind you, September the 29th, Marshall Masters, the Planet X, he's back.
Destiny comes to those who listen, and fate finds the rest. So learn what you can learn, do what you can do, and never give up hope.
Marshall Masters, Master of Planet X Forecast, September the 29th.
Lines are open.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Boiling program.
And the following program is right here. We have with us tonight David. And David's giving his readings from our people calling in. If you get the urge to call in, by all means do so. 347-324-3287. I do see a 111 number, which tells me that that is a Skype line. And whenever I see a 111 number, I get slightly nervous. But what the heck, David? In for a penny, in for a pound. 111, your geographical location and first name, please.
Sarah, California.
And do you have a question for David Baker tonight?
Yes, I was wondering if you see anyone around me trying to give me a message.
You have an older male and a younger male, or a male that died younger. And there's also an older female around you, too. The older female feels like a grandmother or an aunt, perhaps. The older male feels like somebody close to you, and so does the younger male. Does that make any sense so far?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you have any questions you wanted to ask these spirits, by any chance?
Is the younger male a relative or a friend?
I think this person may be a friend of yours.
Okay, and has this person passed on?
Yes.
And
they just want to let you know that they're still connected with you on the spiritual side, that there's a reason why you've noticed this, and perhaps you've heard them trying to telepathically or some other particular ways know that even though they are there, they're still close to you.
That's
and not
good
to
hear.
Worry.
Because my daughter's best friend's little brother passed away a year ago, and the anniversary was just 2 weekends ago on a Saturday. And I never forget about him. I think about him all the time, and, hoping that he's passed on to a good place.
Did you get the signs, like anything that reminded you that you thought would be a coincidence? Because that's their way of letting you know that they're still around. Like a dream, a music, or a picture, or something, feathers, a bird, anything. But they're telling me that they tried to give you a sign. So if you hadn't noticed anything, or maybe you forgot, pay attention and you'll get something as a confirmation, now that you have confirmed that they are there, still
okay.
Connected to you.
Okay.
So does that make sense to you, caller?
Yes, it does.
Good. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate your time. So, David, how do you do it? I mean, seriously, you say you tune into a frequency, but how do you hit these bingo calls each time? Now, I've been watching the numbers, David, because you know me, Mr. Skeptic, trying to find out, well, is this kind of, on the level? And this is absolutely on the level. The numbers that are coming in are absolutely random numbers from around the country. And how do you do it, sir?
Once she started talking, or I knew who it was, the energy made an instantaneous connection and I can see who is connected with her in spirit right away. Above her, I saw a noted male energy, which is also a guide for her. And to the left of him, as I'm looking at him, was the grandmother. To the right, and a little bit over to the right, which is not like direct family, it could be a different relative or somebody that's a friend of the family. To the right, younger male in spirit. Instantaneously, I saw these people. So as I was wondering what she want from who, that's why I had to ask her. And then she said, could this be a friend or family? So I asked the spirit, and I got instantaneously, telepathically, that this was a friend.
Hmm.
It just happened. It's really fast.
Would a spirit be able to correctly advise someone on current issues? Or would they be limited to advising on their own issues that are required for them to move on? Could they advise of present tense issues?
Yes, they can go either way. If it's something, if it's not something that you have to learn for yourself, they want to help. But if something that you, if you have to walk a certain path, they won't tell that. Otherwise, you might avoid it, not learn it. But if there's something that's helpful that perhaps they'd like you to know, they will definitely speak up.
Right. Spirits generally return to resolve their issues. Am I correct? So they can pass further into the spirit world. There seems to always be a tag to something that they have done, or something unsaid or unresolved. Am I reading that correctly, David?
Are you talking about a spirit or somebody that comes back to incarnate and do something, or just a spirit?
No,
coming to visit somebody to work.
Yeah, a spirit. When a spirit comes back to make contact, is it to resolve their issues so they may move forward, or is it because they just have the ability to do that?
It's like a mirror. It works both ways. There's always a lot involved when they go to the other side. They're no longer in the human body, and I'm not saying they become this all-seeing, you know, guru, or
right.
Suddenly they're, you know, they have all the knowledge in the universe. That's not true.
Right.
However, they do have a much clearer perspective now that they realize where they are, where they are at, and what they've done, and what's going on down there, and what's going on with them. They may realize that some things haven't been resolved with them, or maybe with the family, and they will try to come back out of love, evolution, and spiritual growth to try and work things out, whether it be for forgiveness or something in that area. And if the connection is made and they are able to help, they're able to progress to a slightly higher realm.
Right. We have some instant tweets coming out. Tweets? Do you call them tweets? Twitters? Anyway, they're here, and they're on my desk. And so a couple of questions that we're going to throw at you, David, as we move into the final 20 minutes of the show. When contact is made, what does it feel like to be in contact with the spirit?
It's kind of hard to tell because I don't know what it's like not to when I do it. So all I can say is that first when it's like kind of like talking to somebody, having a conversation with them, but you can't hear them with your physical ears. You can't see them with your physical eyes. It's all in the mind, and I'm trained to move all the clutter aside and focus on that and trust what I'm seeing. So it's kind of like almost like a waking dream, more or less.
Okay.
And then
right.
The spirit, I can feel the love coming from the level that they're at, and a lot of times I can feel the warmth in my heart, and sometimes if it's a really compelling message, my eyes start to tear up, but I have to be strong so I can stay clear and get the message through.
Right. Do you sense generations of spirits, like gatherings of fathers and mothers and children and grandparents, great-grandparents, etc.? Do you get that sense of a community in the spirit world where fathers have reunited with mothers and the likes?
Yes. When I give somebody a reading, I'll get a large group of spirits, family, friends, pets, and so forth. They will be in the background together, like a semicircle, more or less.
Right.
And ones with the messages are usually forward. I can see them more clearly right away unless I focus. I can see more clearly. And they're all there, but mainly the ones speak that have the messages. The other ones just like to be there. I've had on one group reading, just as an example, this lady was asking about in the spirit world, and I told her she had a grandfather describing to her and a grandmother that they had a very close relationship and they were actually holding hands, and she said yes, and that really brought joy to her to know, but that they were very close, standing next to each other, they were holding hands, they still loved each other, even on the, in the spirit world, they were together.
So here's a question I'm not sure if it's in our realm of being able to answer, pretty esoteric, but does the spirit world exist within our Earth's realm, or can spirits be from other worlds?
The spirit realm that we're speaking of is all around us. It's everywhere. It's really close to us. It's really close to us. There are many realms and dimensions in this creative, if you can, it's hard to explain, world or whatever the creation of our Creator has done. There is an infinite number of life. There's an infinite number of spirit realms and spirits and types of beings. We couldn't even comprehend how many they are. So the ones that we generally see are the ones that we're concerned with in our realm of human and animals.
Right.
But that, if I'm not confusing you.
No, that's making a great deal of sense. Tell you what, guys, we're going to take one quick jump of a break here, 3 minutes. Go refresh your glasses as we head into the final 15.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
David Baker is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. David is a certified medium and angel therapy practitioner under Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD.
Davey Baker, psychic medium in the Night Zone. Due to the subject matter of tonight's show, parental discretion is advised. Your host, Colin Nutt.
Parental discretion is advised. I often think we're going to say dirty words, and we're not. It's just the content of tonight's show is, pretty deep. And for those that are not of mature mind, it could be a little bit more to handle than would be fair. So that's why the parental switch for tonight's show. Have with me tonight David Baker as we go into the final 15. So David, I just want to get back to this personality, this spirit that you saw around me on the last show. When you see a spirit, when you make contact, is it like taking a photograph? Can you analyze what you see, or is it just purely senses?
It's purely senses, I believe. I can see the person, but I'm made to know different things about them when I inquire, and I believe that I don't get the feeling sometimes if somebody died of a severe trauma to the head, it's rare that I'll get a headache or something like that. I have gotten it, but that's kind of rare. It depends on the personality of the spirit. If it's somebody that was a boxing champion or some sweet old lady that stayed locked up in her home that's really an introvert and very shy, this lady, I may have to try harder to bring forth information from her than I would the boxer. This person would be yelling at me, showing me all kinds of pictures with this fantastic energy. That's why people say, well, how come it's harder to get information from NB than it is from Uncle Ralph, for example? That's because we carry our personalities to the other side. And when I converse with them, they're showing me pictures, giving me feelings, or it's like putting a CD into my head with information on it, and I know it right away.
Okay, so if this spirit didn't want to be communicated with, could they ignore your contact, and vice versa? If you didn't want to communicate with that spirit, could you block them out?
Not every spirit comes in for a reading that the person wants to get, although that's been rare for me. However, there is a spirit that was irritating me during readings because it was really anxious, and I just held it off. I pretty much like ignored it and focused on who I was talking to. And then I started talking to the spirit. Like, for example, the one that I gave you the reading for, during your show, the spirit just kept coming and coming and coming. So I finally gave in and said, hey, Colin, there's somebody behind you.
Right.
Other hand, not everybody is always available, but like I said, that is rare. But I have asked a spirit. There was this lady that wanted to know, and the spirit came through. I described him and everything. I gave her the reading, the information. And apparently the spirit was helicopter pilot, the military, and was assassinated. And she wanted to know the details of the death. And the spirit showed me very boldly, crossing his arms, like in a big X, like, no, you don't need to know that energy, I mean that information. And so the spirit blocked me from the information because it didn't want her to know those details. It only wanted her to know after that is what really counts, because that's not important. It's gone. You can't do anything about it. And then on the other hand, I tell everything that the spirits tell me to tell people, though.
Right. Well, you said something on the last show, and I was with you all the way as far as the person being technical and that he didn't want to be a burden and he was looking for closure. But you made one statement of a word that I picked up on, and others who knew him and knew this scenario of this gentleman, there is no way you would know. That word was simply sorry. It would be impossible for you to know that. Yet that was the word, the last word, sorry. So I think that validates who we are discussing.
Yes. And that person told me that you were somewhere, maybe it was a meeting or something, somewhere before you came to the show or whatever, that person wanted to know that he was with you and still is in a good way.
Right. And that's what fascinates me, is the fact that there is coincidence, I guess you could call it, although I agree with George Nouri, I do not believe in coincidences. There are merging of timelines that could be somewhat accepted or rationalized, but to be able to key one word out of the English language that was the one word that he left behind, that would be impossible for you to know. Absolutely impossible for you to know that was the last word ever written by that human being.
The point was made to say that word because it was repeated to where I could even see the word, so I was compelled to say it because I felt it was very important. and I didn't understand any of it. All I did was pass, but they really wanted me to get to you because they knew that you would know the meaning of it. So I don't question it. I just don't edit it. I just say or pass on what I've been told.
So when this person passed the message to you for closure, did they expand upon that word closure, or was it an all-encompassing kind of feeling for closure?
It was an all-encompassing kind of feeling for closure. They said that there was a lot of broken hearts or really sadness. It was a very, very tragic thing, and the person feels very responsible for having done that. And they came back pleading for forgiveness and to understand. And they want closure, they want healing, and they throw out the word love. Eternal love is there always. And you know, it was very powerful. I try not to get emotional, but I was feeling a lot of emotion in there. But I have to stay neutral. I have to fight to stay neutral so I can be clear to give the message. But I felt a tremendous amount of sadness around there and a tremendous willing to want to move on, but also to let you know the message. It's very, very paramount that you know this, especially the sorry part.
We've talked extensively about apparitions on the show, and each time we do, it always seems to involve a temperature change in the apparition's vicinity, you know, chilled rooms, breezes, that kind of thing. Can a spirit manipulate our natural elements at all?
Definitely. They can do it better than we can. If you know anything about physical mediumship, they've done tests in the past because scientists were studying physical mediumship, for example, more in the recent past, last 100 years or so, than they are now, even though it's still being studied. And spirit, at a particular reading, I don't remember, it was a famous medium in England. I've done so much reading, I can't remember all the names, but what she did was she manifested the spirit in a dark room with a red light, and they could see the spirit, they can actually interact and talk to the spirit. The spirit would go and give them a gemstone, a ring, or some type of trinket. And they asked the spirit, where did you get this from? They said, no problem, they were lost, and they just found them and gave them to you. And then they asked the spirit, in a sealed plastic container, there's two rings of wood in there, and there are solid rings, different types of wood, if the spirit could put them together, and the spirit did, and the rings were interlocked. No interference. The scientists and everybody were there, and they watched it happen, and there's no trickery involved. In fact, this spirit moved a cat in the room and materialized the cat in another room, and then later brought the cat back again, and they went to check. So spirit can manipulate different things, and what they do is they speed up, let's say it's a hammer, they speed up the properties, the physical properties of that hammer, and they can make it appear in your hand. And when it does, it takes a few minutes, and it becomes solid. You can feel a solid hammer in your hand. And I know a lot of people may find this difficult to believe, but there are lots of information and documents out there proving this to be true.
Right.
Spirits can do that. They can make sounds. They can move your lamp, turn it on, turn it off. Even if it's unplugged, they can still do that.
Right.
They can move pictures. They can make things float through the air, you name it.
So they can manipulate our will, so to speak. Now just getting back to this one figure that floated around me for a while, because this is, as I say, this has become very important for some decisions that are being made. This person does know, without a doubt, that he has been forgiven on this mortal plane by those he left behind, that it is understood as to what happened, and unfortunate that it was. It didn't have to happen, but it did, and that he is forgiven. Does that message relate back to that spirit? Do they sense that?
the spirit is already saying thank you, because the spirit is honored that the situation has been pushed to the past, it's understood, and that there's a willingness to move on. And yes, there's love and happiness there, and a feeling of releasement.
David, once again, sir, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you, and we hope you will come back with us in a month or so, and we will talk again. Now, your website is davidbakerspiritmedium.com, is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow, I got it right first shot. I must get golden points for that one. David, it's been a pleasure. My regards to you, you and Cheryl. Blessings upon your household, sir.
Thank you, and likewise, and to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
And ladies and gentlemen, David Baker, great spirit medium, brings a great deal of information to our show every time that he is on. Next week, we have the Master of Planet X forecast, Marshall Masters. He'll be returning with an update, and Marshall Masters Planet X updates in the Night Zone. As we close this popsicle stand for another week, let's make sure we take care out there tonight. Take a great deal of care. Until we meet again next Tuesday evening, good night.
Driving down the road, minding my own business, I see a UFO, slammed right into a tree, scared the pants off of me, there was so much green, and the next thing I see is a little green man in front of me. Says crim bop a doodly jump. I say he bop a doodly jump. He says crim bop a doodly jump. Bop a doodly me bop a doodly. We moved in the smoke for about an hour. Went out of the clouds. Pops another UFO. A wooden nose. He had to go spin day as he flew away. I am a doodly jam. I need a beep a doodly jump. I need a the note for about an hour, when out of the clouds pops another UFO. I wouldn't you know, he had to go, but I hear him say, he flew away. I am the doodly jam. I am the doodly jam. I am the doodly jam. Grandma, a doodly jam. Grandma, a doodly jam. Grandma, a doodly jam. Grandma, a doodly jam.
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com.